chemical, and secondly would be the unintentional spread of the chemical. So the exposure is fairly straightforward to explain. It's ensuring that the personnel on site are not exposed to the chemical directly, and therefore safety protocols required to minimize that. And we know that the health risk from PFAS comes from long-term exposure to it. So I would imagine that site personnel would need to use standard protective equipment like gloves, coveralls, and probably even respirators where needed. And to prevent, to also add, there would quite likely be dust suppression and water management controls required. But to prevent the unintentional spread would require also ensuring that there's no PFAS being transported on equipment or on clothing on personnel. So those would be the two ways of exposure.
You're hearing from Dr. Chanel Chandra from CQ University. And Doctor, for those living around the airport, I mean, there'd be some areas where there's not a lot of property around airports. In Rockhampton, it is the case that people do live nearby, and it is beautiful property. Some people have horses and want to be a home, you know, that they can play in, and I can imagine they'd have their kids growing up there as well. Should people be concerned living near an airport?
There would be risks from the PFAS, as has been widely shared, but seeing the actions and interventions that have been put in place, including the monitoring from 2008 when the concern was first flagged, there is a lot of care being taken to minimize any risks as much as the government can do based on the available science. So I would say if there is a risk, the government has been quick to act on it, and has been the council, may I add.
And $25 million to do this is quite an expensive project.
It is, but that really captures the difficulty, one of the difficulties with PFAS remediation and even its analysis, because it is an expensive pollutant or contaminant to track and remediate. And it is the challenge that the industry is facing these days.
You're listening to ABC Capricornia. You're hearing from Dr. Chanel Chandra. It is about 20 past seven, and 130 grams of it. Is that quite a small amount?
Based on the affected area, it is, I would say it's fairly representative. It really depends on the activities that have been undertaken, which release the PFAS. So I probably won't be able to comment on the scale of it, but it is what we normally find for firefighting operations.